You're live with Love Outreach, and we are doing our Love's Rushing Mighty Wind Revival. This is the last night. Tonight is a night where we pulled out all the stops, and we welcome everyone that is listening via Blog Talk Radio. We do ask that you don't go anywhere, and if you have a prayer request, feel free to type it into the chat room. And we will be more than happy to accommodate you. We know that God has something in store for you tonight. If you have an urgent request, feel free to call in. Our call-in number is 646-716-9480. And we do have people that will pray for you. We are not too busy to take your call. We are not too busy to pray for you. So if you find you need a special request and it cannot, you know, and it's something that you don't feel comfortable typing in the chat room and you want to talk to me, just let me know. I will mute my microphone and I will talk to you. And if it's or I will get one of the ladies that are on the air tonight to talk to you. There is no problem too hard for God, and we know that God is going to do it. We are a couple of us will be playing tag team in the chat room, so so no worries. There will always be one of us in the chat room on Blog Talk to pray for you. So if at any time during this, but if you're here to just listen, oh, that's fine too. We're just going to have a Holy Ghost time. And while we wait for a couple more people to get on, especially our first speaker, before I sing, I'm going to ask Pastor Linda, if you can take us before the throne room of God.
Okay. Father, we come before you this evening.
Hallelujah.
First of all, with a humble heart and a thankful heart for what you're doing in the earth realm and what you're doing even right now, Lord God.
Jesus.
We thank you, Father God, for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Spirit. Like the day of Pentecost, the fire fell. Father, we believe tonight that your fire will fall upon the hearts of your people and cause a flame, Lord God, cause a flicker of flame that just began to burn and a glow in us tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We know it's already here because we've already released this presence. We've already sent the power of the Spirit. We've already released them in the atmosphere. We've already released them over the earth, over the airwaves, and over the media. So we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we shall rise up tonight in a newness of life, in a newness in our mind thinking, in our thoughts, Lord God, in the way we used to think, in the way we used to do. We thank you, Father, that by the power of your glory, that you, Lord God, would be prevalent tonight. You would be supreme tonight. You would be the one that we would look to tonight, Lord God, as you take us higher and higher from glory to glory. Father, we thank you for every speaker for the two speakers, myself also, and Minister Latara. And even, Lord, we don't know how you're going to move tonight. You may move upon the hearts of the ones that have already spoken, but have your way this night in Jesus' name. May the flames glow up. May the flames glow. May the flames glow, Father, in your presence and all for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. We welcome you again. I am your host, Minister Sophie. I host a weekly broadcast of Love Alive, and tonight we are airing a special episode, and it's our Rushing Mighty Wind Revival. And although we had geared this for the to be our prayer room via the Blog Talk Radio to be our prayer room, we are not limiting anybody. If you want to listen, if you want to shout with us, just say amen in the chat room. If you need prayer, call in to the guest call-in number. I will be more than happy to either pray with you myself or have someone get on and pray with you. So there is no need for you to just stick in the background. And we are waiting for Latara to come back. She is having this appears to be the day of technical difficulties, but God knows what he's doing. And Minister Tony R will be coming in a few minutes anyway, because she's of course going to introduce our guest speaker. And so we really want to get Latara back. But in the meantime, there was a song on my mind earlier and it just totally went whoop. I've got a made up mind to live one day at a time. Though trials may come and the tears may flow, I've got a made up mind. I've got a made up mind, one day at a time, Lord, one day at a time. I've got a made up mind to live one day at a time, one hour at a time, or just 1 minute at a time. I've got a made up mind, truly a made up mind. One day at a time, Lord, one day at a time, one day at a time, I'll live one day at a time. If I lose it all, or if I stumble and I fall, I've got a made up mind. I've got a made up mind. One day at a time, Lord, one day at a time. Though storm clouds rise, I'll live one day at a time. Though the billows roll, I'll live one day at a time. See, I've got a made up mind. I've got a made up mind. One day at a time. One day at a time, one day at a time, I'll live one day at a time. won't turn back. No, I won't turn back. See, I've got a made up mind. I've got a made up mind. One day at a time, Lord, one day at a time. And right now we are waiting for Minister Tony R. to come in, and we are waiting for Latara Ham Ying to come in. If worst case scenario, if we have to bring Latara in via Blog Talk Radio, we will do that. But we are really hoping that we can get her on here so everybody can see her. And this, we are broadcasting live, and this show will be available immediately after we hang up. Both, it'll be available on YouTube, and it will be available via Blog Talk Radio as well. So we, and if you missed any of our services this weekend, we are going to make them, we are going to convert them to audio so that they can air on Blog Talk Radio. But they are also available at loveoutreachandevangelism.net. And so you, that's our web page, and you can find it there. I have uploaded last night's, and I have uploaded this morning's to my website. So if you are interested in listening to it, feel free to go there. Again, we are waiting for our guest speaker and my mentor, Minister Tony R., to join us. Because we are just going to let God have his way. And while, Pastor Linda, are you ready?
Yeah, if I may, if you don't mind, while we're waiting, if I can play a worship song before I do come in, or maybe by the time I play this, they'll be on the line. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, let's get our hearts in a heart of worship right now and prepare the way for the Lord to move in.
Looks for a generation of complete surrender. A generation that will say, I can't find stuff around. I can't find stuff around. Sorry, can't lose. I can't find stuff around. I can't myself away. Somebody say it with everything in you. I give myself away. I give myself away.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I give myself away. A generation of surrender singing. I give myself away. That is positioned for God to do something incredible through this generation. I give myself. A generation completely unafraid to lift up their voice and say, I give God, we're not afraid. We have no fear. We say it. I give myself
away. I give myself away.
Say it to the generation of the earth who are longing and looking for you. Come on, say it. I give myself. You're saying, God, here I am. I withhold nothing. I give you my everything. I give myself so you. I love you my life even unto death. I say, I give myself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You might not even know what that completely means, but God's looking for a generation like Emma who will say it unashamed.
So
lift up your voices one more time and say it. I give
myself away. Give myself away so you can be. Give myself away.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Give myself away so you can be. Give myself away so you can use me.
And we say yes. Yes. Yes, Lord, yes. We say yes. You ask us the question, God.
Yes.
This is the word of agreement between heaven and earth. Oh, yes.
Lord, yes.
Come on, all of us, room from your heart. We say yes. Say.
We say yes.
Oh, God, we say
yes.
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 Lord.
Come on, this is surrender happening in this room. We say yes.
Yes.
We submit to you, yes.
Yes.
We belong to you, yes.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Say, we say yes.
We say yes. Yes,
we
say
yes.
Yes, we say
yes. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory,
yes,
glory.
Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Sophie?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You want me to go ahead on? I see, Sister.
Yeah, I want you to go ahead.
Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we've already released your presence. We've already released the fire of the Holy Spirit. We've already released, Lord God, for you to have your way this night in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you again for the listeners. We thank you that the word that goes forth tonight, Father, from your spirit will fall within their hearts, Lord God, and begin to take root in their hearts, Lord God. And the word also that comes forth through revelation, Father, however you want to move tonight, however you want to use me, however you want to use Minister Latour tonight, Lord God, we thank you right now that it will stir up the revelation that is also in the inside of your people, Lord God. Cause them again to hope. Cause them again, Lord God, to search you and to seek your face and pursue after you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, this night in Jesus' name. Have your way. We yield to you right now, Father. Move how you want to move. Speak what you want to speak, Lord God, and do what you want to do in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. These last two evenings that I've been able to tune in to this revival has been wonderful. The first night, as you said, we had a few difficulties, but the Lord knew we were trying to get in, and he wasn't going to let anything happen. So we were able to just plug right in and come in on Minister Tony's fiery word that was going forth, and I tell you, stirring up the hearts of, I know it stirred me up, so I know the listeners, whoever listened afterward, I know it had to stir up their hearts, stir up some things that's on the inside of us, cause us to want to just move and move with the wind, move with the cloud, move with the shift and the shifting that's taking place. So I just thank God for what has gone forth already and the revelation that's gone forth already. One of the things I noticed in scripture, we talked in Acts, we were talking about, they were all gathered together on one accord in one place, on one accord. And we were talking about this today, how we were on one accord in the spirit, because what has went forth with the speakers, all of us, I'm sure, have probably had the Lord has ministered some of those things or some of the things that was released to us. That means that we are on one accord in the spirit. He's speaking a word. He's speaking to his prophets. He's speaking to his people. He's speaking to all of us who has an ear to hear. And so that word was rich. And I know without a doubt that the word that has been going forth has been in an agreement in the spirit. That's where it starts, in the spirit. And so for that, I'm not going to be very long because I'm going to leave some time for Latour. I'm going to just move according to how the Spirit is giving it to me tonight, and how that may be, I don't know, because that's the way he deals with me. But one of the things that the Lord was saying, that we've been waiting for this great outpouring, this great revival that we've been talking about, this revival that has been taking place in the latter rain revival, and now we're talking about the former revival. Now we're talking about the latter rain revival. And I know many have expected that outpouring to come in a certain way. They've expected it to come the way it came before, you know, the way it was in Brownsville, or the way that it happened before. But God said, no, it's not coming the same way. He said, I do a new thing. And when I do a new thing, I mean it's new. And that new thing is governed by me. It's governed by the Spirit of God. It's the way that I have designed it to go, and the way that I purpose it to go. And so many times we think that he's going to come one way, but he's coming through another door. Not the way of the norm, not the way of the average, not the way that we expect him to come, not the religious way, not the traditional way, but he's coming by way of his Spirit, with a newness and a freshness. We have entered into a new year. We've entered into a new day. And now we have, this is January, the first month of the year, but we're in a new day. And God is saying that new day and that new year mean new revelation. It means new power. It means new love. But, you know, it's a freshness, because he said his mercies were new every day. Every day it's fresh manner every day. So his word and his revelation is going to be new to us. And so he's saying that we have to have an ear to hear what he is saying. And many times I know that
especially women on the front line. He holds us, not angles, he holds us accountable, but we are accountable for what we say and what we do and how we study his word and how we get the word out to the people of God. And I know that there are different levels in the ministry in the body of Christ, and there's teaching that is going forth. And at every level, he deals with us at the level that we are in. And so God is saying that I'm not coming that way anymore. I'm not coming that way. He doesn't want us to be stagnated in the things or just get so comfortable in what we've been doing that we cannot pick up the torch and go with the wind and go with the spirit. He doesn't want us stagnated in that way. He said, I'm coming in a fresh new way, and I want you to be able to move with the spirit, move with the cloud. In the Old Testament, when the cloud began to move, they picked up what? They took the pegs up from the tent, and they began to move with the cloud. And he said, so I want my people, I want them to be so keyed into me. I want them to be so anchored in me. I want them to spend that time with me so that they would know when the cloud is moving, know when the wind, we don't know which way the wind is coming. Minister Tony and I talked about this today. We don't know how the wind is coming. We don't know whether it's coming from the north, the south, east, and the west. We know that the winds will come, and they will come mighty. But when it comes, we need to be prepared and anchored to flow, to go with that wind. And wherever the wind is shifting us, we need to go with it and flow with it. And so God is saying to his people tonight, that revival that we're expecting, this great outpouring, yes, it's going to come. Yes, it's going to come forth. If nothing can stop this, nothing can stop what I am doing now. Yes, this is our year. Every year we've been saying, this is my year. And yes, it has been our year. But he said, truly this year, I'm about to do some things in the earth realm. Truly this year in the land, I'm about to blow in so strong. I'm about to blow a wind in so strong that nothing will be able to stop it. I'm about to bring a flood in that nothing will be able to stop. Come that on. Flood. Nothing will be able to stop it. I talked about some time ago how we have, sometime we put a lid over a well. If you from the south, or maybe other areas have them too, how you have this well, how they used to draw the water from the well. You know, they take this bucket and they, the little thing, they turn around and they take the bucket down, but they come back up with some water and they would pour that water out. And he said, many have put a lid and a top over the well so that the water won't flow. They become stagnated and the water won't be able to flow. Many have also put, I think they talk about a levee, like in the hurricane that was in New Orleans, how that levee broke. You know, the levee broke. The levee was put there, to try to control the flow of the water. But when that water began to rain, and when that water began to pour, when that water began to come in, nothing is going to be able to stop this flow. It's going to break loose. It's not going to be able to hold it, you know. It won't be able to contain it for what God wants to do in this earth realm. So he's saying to us, we need to be prepared. Be prepared for the outflow. He has been calling not just overnight, not just last month, not even last year. He's been calling from the foundation of the world for his people to draw near unto him. He has this wooing, this so sensible, smooth, comforting wooing that he's wooing us into his place of worship, wooing us into that place of fellowship with him, wooing us into that place of presence with him so that we can come to know him. We can come to know him. We can come to know when we hit the mark of the high calling. He said, I want to be able to pour my love into you. I want to be able to show you who I am. I want you to know that I'm not just a God of the axe, but I'm a God that shows my ways. He showed his axe to the children of Israel. He said, but now I want to show my ways. I want to show you my ways. I want you to flow with me. But you have to come into my presence. You have to come to know me.
Yes,
you have to come to know me, and you have to know the Father. When you know me, Jesus, when you know me, you know the Father, because the Father and I are one. And when you know the Father and I, you know the power of the Holy Spirit, because they won't separate themselves. They are one. And so he wants us to come to know the Godhead. He wants us to come to know all about the Godhead, what he has done. And the Lord is saying to us tonight that there is going to be a new flow of understanding in the area of grace. He said it's not going to be a teaching that's going to be taught the way it's been taught before, because it is the Spirit of God himself who is coming to teach. He's coming through his vessels, yes, but there's a new way. Don't expect it to come the way. Don't expect to teach it the same way. He said there's going to be a new wave and a new way of my grace, because my people don't know about my grace. They don't know about me. They don't know about what I've done. Yes, they heard it. They've read it, but I want them to come to know it intimately. I want it to be a part of them in for this new outpouring. And so he's telling us that I am giving you an ear. There's going to be a voice that you will hear. I want you to have a prophetic ear to hear what I'm saying. That prophetic ear is nothing but a ear to hear what God is saying by the Spirit. And so he's given us this prophetic ear in this time as we come so that we can be sensitive to him, to hear what he has to say. God is saying that no longer will we operate the old way or the way that we used to do it. We are in a new day, so that means that everything that we have is going to be new. It's going to be instituted by me. No longer will you bring your baggage or bring whatever your ways or bring whatever you have started into my new. It won't work. No longer will you bring yesterday's manner of revelation into the new. It won't work. I have fresh revelation for you. I have fresh manner for you. And so he's telling us that we need to have this manner. I jotted down a few things so that I wouldn't forget that the Lord spoke to me regarding. He talked about a resting place. He said that I want my people to rule and to reign from this resting place. I want them to get to a place in me so that they have a peace and a rest in me. And that rest is from the heavenly realm. That rest is in the place of heaven. That rest is where I sit, where I am. And I've already told you in the word that where I am, there you will be also. So we have to condition ourselves and practice ourselves sitting in the presence of God to be in this place of rest. I was sharing with someone today how the healing process is even coming, because he's releasing even an anointing for healing that one minute you may have something in your body, the next minute you're healed. God is coming just that suddenly, as Minister Tony said, suddenly and swiftly and quickly. He's coming that fast. That one minute you may have one thing, the next minute you're healed. One minute you may not have the understanding, the next minute or the next day or whenever that light has come on in you that you're going to be able to understand. In other words, I am releasing a power and an anointing so that it will help you, give you the power that you need to go further, give you the power that you need to get to the place, get your the power that will put you in position and align you with my Spirit, so when that outpouring comes forth, when that onslaught comes forth, you will be ready, mainly to receive the people that he's going to send in from in the harvest. In the harvest. He wants us to know that this outpouring, that this latter day rain has nothing all to do, not so much it doesn't have anything to do with it. Yes, it can come in the masses, but it can come in the small. It can come with one person. It can come when you walk down the street. It can come when you're in the marketplace. It can come when the Spirit of the Lord move upon you. He's in us, but when he moves upon us, you can release his presence. He wants us to know also that ministry, and this is for ministers and the body of Christ, ministry is not about words only. Ministry is about releasing his presence wherever we go. And we release his presence through words, of course. But he said it's not just about confessions that has not taken root in the inside of us, but it's about releasing my presence wherever you go. And God is telling us that we must get in a place of preparation. He's telling the leaders, the fivefold ministry leaders, those he have called, he's telling us we have to be positioned. We must be aligned. We must pour out. We must equip. We must begin to build up his body. We must prepare his body for what's about to take place. Many have been doing that. I'm not saying that we're not, but he's given us a mandate. He's given us a mandate for the church and for his saints. And so he's saying to us, we must be in position to do what it is he's telling us that we need to do. Yes, there will be a fiery, fiery, fiery outpouring that shall take place. And that there will be many that will see, they will begin to witness with their own eyes what God is doing in this last outpouring. There will be many that will fall to their knees, and there will be many that want to cry out on the name of the Lord. There will be many that will see the goodness of the Lord that is being produced through you, or that is being coming through you, and they will want what we have. I think I posted something, I don't know whether it was the day or the other day, about the fruit. When that seed of the fruit of a seed, whatever we plant goes in the ground, it dies. And then it becomes alive as it began to be nurtured. It began to grow. We begin to see some of the branches. We begin to see that there's life there. Then we begin to see the fruit. But even the fruit may be green. It may not be time to eat the fruit. But when the fruit is ripe and when that fruit has come to maturity, and that's where he's telling us, we got to come to maturity. When that fruit is ripe, that's when the people will look upon us and say, take a bite. Come on, you can take a bite now. Why? Because they see good fruit, good, ripe, mature fruit, not immature fruit. It's a process. I'm not saying that it's not. We have many in the body of Christ. We have babes in the body. We have juniors in the bodies. But we grow into maturity. God is calling us to mature so that we can be a part of what's about to take place.
Okay. Can you hear it now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Who? You can't hear?
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But the ultimate call and the ultimate thing God is saying that we have, we've been called to many things. We've been called as ministers of the gospel. We've been called to worship. We've been called to set apart our time. We've been called as beloved. We've been called with a holy calling. And so he's saying that that call is the greatest call is to have the faith, that faith of Jesus Christ and knowing who he is. Spending that time in Zion. He's calling us up. He's calling us up. He's calling us up above the circumstances. We are going to see a shift that comes so quick and so fast. A shift that even the people will be surprised themselves at how quick God has done something. We don't have to struggle anymore, he says. There's no more struggling. There's no more worrying. There's no more struggling and worrying. We're going to be able to just walk in the things of God, walk in our healing, walk in the manifestation of what we've been believing God for. We won't struggle because there should be no struggle in him anyway. God is saying to us that the worrying and the way of intercession, the way of prayers is even going to begin to shift. With some of us, it's going to begin to shift. It's going to come up higher. We're not going to have to go in begging and pleading. And our prayers were changed because what is happening is we've been praying for what we already have. And God is saying you'll never get the answer because you already got it. We already have it. And so I believe that when he say new this year, when the newness shall come in, it's a freshness. It's a new way. It's a way that he's going to take us, not the way we expect. Even some of the things we've been expecting and standing on and believing the Lord for, we don't know how they're coming. They may come from the uncommon place. They may come from places unknown or unexpected, but we know they're coming. So though we can't get into this mold that, oh, I'm waiting for God. I'm waiting on God to do this. But no, he's waiting on us too. But they are coming. They are coming. So he said, prepare ye the way. Prepare ye the way for the coming of the Lord. Prepare ye the way for the Lord coming in his fullness. His fullness. That's what we're about to witness now. The fullness of the Godhead. He is transforming us into his fullness. He is launching us and shifting us into his fullness. We have the fullness of the Godhead in us. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They came in the full measure. But that measure that is inside of us, inside of our spirit, that is inside of us so we can draw off. God is saying to us tonight that I am now going to shift you into the full measure of me. The full measure of joy. The full measure of peace. The full measure of happiness. The full measure of all that is inside of me. The full measure of your healing. The power of God is going to come so strong that you won't even know when you launch in. But we have to be prepared. We have to be anchored. I think the scripture said that the very elite will come to try to deceive us. And if we don't know him, if we don't have practice our time with him, practice hearing his voice, practice in the presence of God, so that we won't be deceived. He'll come so quick like a thief that we will be deceived. But when we have set and put our face to face with him, when we've laid up on his chest, when we've learned of him, when we flowed by the Spirit and said, Lord, I want your Spirit to lead me and guide me. I don't want to ever be deceived by any outside force or enemy. And we won't. We won't be deceived because we have trained ourselves to hear what the word of the Lord is saying. So yes, it's coming suddenly, it's coming swiftly, and it's coming quickly because he said, I come quickly. He told the disciples, now you see me and now you don't. Suddenly you see me, suddenly you don't. But he said, I'm going to send somebody back. I have to go. God, there's a work to be done. And God is saying that the greater works that we will do, we will go further. We will go beyond, over and beyond, exceedingly above what he did. Because he did his part here on earth. He did his place, his part was finished here on earth. It is a done deal. At the cross of Calvary, he said, it is a finished and done deal. We're getting ready to walk into the finished work of Christ. We're getting ready to walk into the done work of Christ. We're getting ready to walk and move at the power like God came in the earth realm and told us that we have the power, we have the authority, we have what it takes to do what he did. We can raise the sick from the dead. We can do whatever God says by the power of God. God has given us an authority as kings in the earth. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. And he have Lord kings. We are kings here in the earth. And as kings, the kings make the policy and the kings own it. And so God said we should be like kings. That authority that he transferred to us, that we can use that authority from on high. But he doesn't want us using it, that authority from on the earth. He wants us to come up to the high level. He wants us to come up to the third heaven. He wants us to come up to where he is and rule from the kingdom and from the throne. He said, take up your throne. Take up your authority and use that authority. Speak from the realm of heaven. He said, the victory is already won. I won it on Calvary. He said, we look at the victory and the victory is out. The outcome is victory because it was victory in the beginning. So it's going to be victory at the end. So he said, I want you to reign and rule from the heights of heaven from victory. I want you to rule from victory. I want you to speak from the realm of heaven to the earth. Convert the currency of heaven to earth. By the words of your mouth and the power of the word. See, the word can go forth. We've spoken many words. We've confessed many words. But that word had not taken root in us. He said, when my powers breathe upon my word, it shall go forth and produce. It will not return void. So God is saying, it is the power of my word that's going to do it. He said, fight the good fight of faith, like he told Timothy. No struggling, no wrestling with flesh and blood. No wrestling with the enemy. No getting tired out in prayer, beat down, saying because I've been in a war. No, we ain't warring no more. We're not warring anymore. We're walking in the goodness of the grace of God. We're not warring anymore. Grace is kicking in. It's kicking in. So God is telling us tonight, hallelujah, that it is the throne room of heaven. It is the heavenly call that I've called you to. I've called you to rule and to reign and to pour down from heaven. Yes, your words, which is life, your words, which are spirit and life, not curses, but I want you to bless. He said, my word has already been established. He said, I have a constitution. You're a citizen of this kingdom. You're a citizen, and then the citizen has constitutional rights. He said they have laws and constitutional rights, and we must know our constitutional rights. We must know what is written in the Constitution. Just like in the earth realm, we are citizens of this land, of this country. But if we don't know what the rules or the laws are of the country, we can easily be shipped out, sent to jail. However, if we don't know what the rules say, if we don't know what the laws say, see, so he's saying, I have laws in my kingdom. I have rule, not so much of rules, but I have laws, and I've given you the authority. Use my authority. Know what my constitution say and stand up for the constitution. Be a king, not a pauper. Be a king. Be a king in the earth. Decree and declare. Decree and establish my word by the power of my word, by the power and the word that flows from you, from the throne room of heaven. The water that comes out of the well, let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. I didn't give it to you anyway to keep. I gave it so that you'll be able to give it out to somebody else and to be a blessing to somebody else. I've given you my internal anointing. And that internal anointing is for you. It's to help you. But when that internal anointing began to rise up out of you and it began to overflow And then meet up with the external anointing. I believe that when that internal and the external come together as a whole, that's when the power and the outpouring of his spirit will come forth in the fullness of God. In the fullness of God. So saints of God, be prepared. Be prepared for the fullness of what he wanted to. And it's Jesus Christ himself that shall come in the fullness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the fire, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Father. We rule and we reign. We have the scepter in our hand, our right hand, and the power, you placed it in our hands, Lord. May we, Lord God, begin to decree and to declare and to establish things in the earth from the realm of heaven, from the realm of victory, from the realm where Calvary has already completed the work. May we walk in the fullness, Lord God. May we walk in the understanding and the knowing and this anointing that you are releasing in the earth realm. May we walk, Lord God, in you. Oh God, take us further than we've ever been before. Cause us, Lord God, to meet up with someone else who needs you. If we don't know you, Lord, how can we share who you are to them? Cause the light of heaven to shine through us and the glory, Lord God, to exude from us. And as they come into our presence, Lord, like the shadow of Peter, Lord, oh, may the power fall on them in Jesus' name. May a sudden change take place, Lord God. A suddenly. Like the mighty rushing wind that came forth with cloves of fire, Lord God, calls us to burn in a flame with your glory. We give you praise this night in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I am thankful. And
thank you, Jesus.
The reason y'all couldn't hear me for a small bit is I had someone call in and say they couldn't hear me, and I have been trying to find out in the chat room whether they can hear me or not, and nobody else has responded. But this lady, thank God, I forgot what her name is. What was your name again, ma'am? You're on speaker.
This is Austin Casey. This is Mississippi.
Apostle who?
Austin Casey, Mississippi.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And so she is now listening via speakerphone on my on Blog Talk Radio, and we encourage anyone, if you can't hear what it the revival, please let me know in the chat room. I'm really asking. We are attempting to make it available to those who can't view it. So if you can't hear, please let us know. It's not our intention to ignore you, but if you don't help us out, we can't, and we're trying to. Since I'm on Blog Talk, I'm going to play. I have been attempting to get Latara Ham Ying in, and for some reason it's not. And so. And no, I won't do it to you a third time, Tony. I won't make you speak tonight. And we may end up having Latara call into Blog Talk and running and getting her on that way. But I need to know that everybody can hear me, because if I do that way, and so. Because I can have her call into my phone, and I can put my phone on high, but eventually that's going to blow somebody's mind. and so while while we're trying to figure this out. Minister Tony, will you testify? I'm not asking you to preach. I'm asking you to testify while we figure out how to get Latara on here.
I can't hear either, huh? Can't hear.
Okay.
If you need me to play some music, I'm willing to do it until you can.
Oh, I have some.
Oh, good. Okay.
And you guys tell me right now if you could hear it or not. You can hear it, right?
It's cutting in and out there.
It's my cell phone, that's why it's cutting in and out. We apologize, Pastor Linda, if you could go ahead and put something on.
Okay.
And Minister Tony, if you could check your checkbox.
Thank you. take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. It shall be thy
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I guess you can call this one of those instant in season and out of season moments. Due to
Pastor Sophie,
yes.
If you don't mind, before you, unless someone is getting ready to minister.
Well, I was getting ready to be instant in season and out of season, but what do you have?
I just want to release this prayer over the people of God. This is a prayer that has been from the beginning, and this is a prayer, I believe, from all last year and before. I know the Lord told me to release this over the women and over the prayer group, and this is the Ephesians prayer of revelation. I just want to release this prayer over the body of Christ, that the Father, we thank you that that you would grant us the wisdom and revelation and insight of the mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of yourself, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that we may know and understand the hope to which you have called us, and how rich is your glorious inheritance in the saints, we who are your set apart people, and so that we may know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of your mighty strength. We thank you right now, Father God, that you said you put all things under our feet. Grant us, O God, grant us this day, Lord God. Grant us every day, Lord God, as we stay before you, the riches of your glory to be strengthened by might in our spirit, in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. We praise you, Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we may ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And last, Lord God, we pray that you'll fill us with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of you unto pleasing you, Father, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of you, strengthened with all might according to your glorious power, unto patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. And Father, to you be glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. We welcome our guest that is on my phone, and I don't know. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can still hear you.
Okay. Can you turn the volume up on your... Do you have a speakerphone? Would you mind putting your speaker on and testifying?
Yes, I don't mind.
All right. Go ahead.
Man, I just give you glory to God. I'm Apostle PV, and I give glory to God that God is still able to keep you if you want to be killed. But to all those that cross the ditch that are listening, I just give God the honor tonight. And I just do it in spirit, just leave me to do it tonight, and just sit by and listen with the body of Christ and say, and listen with the woman of God tonight. But I give glory to God, because God is doing great things this season. We are on the Gulf Coast. We are in the verge of the overflow, the pool of death, where God is sending out blessings all across the nation. And this is a thing that God is just saying, he's releasing the pool of death that we walk in. I just give God the glory that the pool is still yet visible, that we may step in the pool to get whatever we need in this season.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Are you still there? Okay. Thank you for that awesome, awesome testimony. And we just,
amen.
We give God all the glory. I am truly thankful for all that God is doing. Truly, tonight, we were expecting tonight to go a different way, but God knows all things, and He is in control. We don't always see what the end is going to be. If this morning was anything like tonight, and you know, this morning was what we had a few I don't knows and a few well, and we just had to improvise. And I know Tony R said she really couldn't open up her microphone, but I'm gonna ask her. I'll deal with the noise and the background, but if you could open up your microphone and testify, I would really, really appreciate it. Yep, I put her on the spot again, and she's smiling. She don't even know what I just said. She's fixing to ask me if she missed something.
No, I heard you clearly. I heard you clearly. You know what? I just want to testify to the goodness of the Lord. I really want to thank God for the word tonight through Pastor Linda, Apostle Linda, Dr. Linda Robinson. And yes, I did call her by all of her titles in one time, because she walked in every aspect of every office of that in that word tonight. And I thank you. Thank God for that word, and I thank God for the vessel, because this echoing, the sentiment of the Spirit is that it is time for us to come into maturity this year. It's the year of maturity. Maturity is not an option. It's a must. So I thank God that He is speaking like a mighty rushing wind, and He's giving us instruction. He's giving us direction. He's giving us wisdom and knowledge as to what to do so that we can see the fullness of it. And as she began to speak about coming into the fullness of the Lord and experiencing the fullness, and I begin to think of the song, Shekinah Glory Come, and let the fullness of your Spirit. And it's time for us as believers to walk now in the fullness of His Spirit. And so I'm excited. So I just want to thank God and give Him the glory back. He is challenging us, and He's calling us. It's not easy. It's not always easy to do it. It's easy to be obedient, because obedience is simply saying yes. So if we can be obedient and saying the yes will go, and yes we will, He'll help us through the process. So I just thank God, and I'm just excited about everything that has transpired this weekend. I'm full. Amen.
Amen. Where do I go to when there's nobody else to turn to? And who do I talk to when nobody wants to listen? And who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock, I know He's able. I go to the rock. Now where do I go to when the winds of sorrows press me? And who do I talk to? Oh, hallelujah. Where do I go to when the winds of sorrows press me? And who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? And if there's a refuge when living in the times of tribulation, I go to the rock, I know He's able. I go to the rock, I go to the rock of my salvation. Well, when the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I'll stand. And when I need a shelter, and when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Now there's another song that says, I remember the day in that very hour when Jesus filled my soul with his holy power. The fire began to burn down in my soul. That's when the Holy Ghost took control, just like fire shut up in my bones, just like fire shut up in my bones, just like fire shut up in my bones, Holy Ghost fire in my bones. You know I went rejoicing, yes I went rejoicing, I went rejoicing on my way. You know I went rejoicing, yes, I went rejoicing. I went rejoicing on my way. Just like fire shut up in my bones. Just like fire shut up in my bones. It's like fire shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire in my bones. Praise the Lord, Minister Daphne. You are right on time. And I know you're planning to stay right there in the background. But girl, I need you. Can you come on right now? Please don't say no. I want you to testify, Daphne.
Oh, you want me to testify?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I'll let y'all see my room, whatever. Hello, everybody. I just got in from church, so I'm glad to be here. Thank the Lord. So you want me to testify?
Well, kind of, sort of.
Well, praise God, I'm glad to be here. Glad to be, I don't know, the old folks used to say in the land of the living. I'm just glad to be here.
You know what I mean by kind of, sort of, don't you?
What? No. What? Don't. What?
I'm going to do what?
What?
I need you to grab your Bible, girl.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to be obedient. And
I want you to share what God puts on your heart.
Oh, well, let me just say, I had a wonderful time in church today, and I've been in
not
church.
Not that kind of your time. In
the- Okay. I had a wonderful, I'm going to get to it. I had a wonderful time in church today. Awesome. Just an awesome time. And one of the things that blessed me was we had a women's meeting after church. And you all have to know that I'm out here in El Cajon, and God has blessed me to be under the leadership of a pastor and wife who, the pastor is 82, his wife is 74, and she, when we met, it was like Elizabeth and Mary. I don't know if y'all can understand that. When Elizabeth and Mary came together, Elizabeth said the babe jumped in her womb. So I have been revived. And when we met, we just clicked. We just clicked. I knew her from last semester. And as I said, she's 74. And I saw this older woman at the library. And she was studying for her thesis. And I, at the time, I didn't know she was studying for her thesis. And she went on to explain to me what she wanted to do in ministry now. But she kind of put it off. When she and I met, something in the both of us stirred. She is now, like I said, 74, and she told me a couple of weeks ago that she now, at 74, knows what her ministry is. And I don't know, for me, that was an inspiration for me because I feel like, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm getting older, Lord. I mean, what am I supposed to be doing? I'm getting older and older and older. But when you meet people that's in their 80s, 82 and 74 and still preaching, still teaching, still finding out what God has for them to do, I am so inspired by that. So we had a women's meeting today, and we talked about many things. But one of the things that we talked about was unity and communication. So here I am again. They were all with one accord in one place in one location. And we talked about community and communication and helping to build and to edify one another, which is my desire. Really is my desire. Since I have been under this leadership, God has impressed on me the importance of community and unity and fellowship, because I can't do this by myself. I can't, I mean, you know, I guess you can if you just want to do it, but it's so much better when you have people that have the same mind and like-minded, they used to say, in the same spirit of God, and the same vision. You may be working in a different location or whatever, but the vision and you understand what I'm saying, and the push and the prayer is the same. And so I'm just, like I said, I'm just excited. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. I read the other day about Caleb and the children of Israel. Once they crossed over into Jordan, and Caleb said, listen, I'm 80 years old. And he said, but I don't feel, he said, I'm paraphrasing. He said, I don't feel old. He said, I still feel like I can do this. He said, if you give me this part, he said, I can take this. So I'm feeling like, Lord, if you give me, hallelujah, if you give me this part, I could do this, because my neighbor ain't here. Last night he was kind of thumping on the wall, but I was already in the zone. He said, Caleb said, if you give me this part, he said, I still feel like I felt when I was 40. He said, I still have the same strength. I still have the same mind. My mind is working good. He said, but if you give me this part, he said, I believe I can take it. So that's how I'm feeling tonight. I just feel like, Lord, if you just give me an assignment, I feel like I can take it. So that's my testimony. That's my word of encouragement. I love you all. I love you all. And I'm so happy and so elated and so excited about the love is rushing mighty wind. Not so much the internet part of it. That's good. But God is using the internet to bring us together. That's what I want to say. The internet is wonderful. It's fine. But God is showing that the internet can be used to reach people and reach folks globally. Not no mess and junk, but all about the work of the Lord and the things of God that he's doing. So I'm just excited about what God is doing. I'm glad I didn't miss nothing, because I was trying to rush. They was talking to me, and I was going, I got to get back. I got to see these women. You know, this the last night. So I was just excited about being here. So that's it. So that's my scripture, and that's my words of encouragement. Amen. Amen.
If God gave you an assignment, you'd be ready for it, right?
Oh, yes. Why?
The assignment is share the word of God tonight.
Okay.
That was your encouragement. Share the word, girl.
Oh, okay. All right. Y'all give me a few minutes. Let me find my glasses.
Okay.
And let me turn off my phone.
All right.
Oh, praise God.
I'm pulling a minister, Tony. Be instant in, season and out.
Okay. All righty. Philippians. Didn't I just give y'all a word? But anyway.
No, that was encouragement.
Well, you know, it's the word of God. Philippians.
That was a 2-minute encouragement, girl.
Amen. Philippians. We're going to Philippians. That was our Sunday school lesson this morning. Philippians. Philippians 3. I'm in Colossians. Philippians 3, starting at the 12th verse. And it says, not that I have already obtained or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Jesus Christ. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But Paul said one thing. He didn't say two or three or four or five. He just said one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on. See, this is the thing. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Then it says, let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude or the same mind. And if anything you have a different attitude or a different mind, God will reveal that also to you. However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise you for your word on today. You did say, Lord, be instant in season and out of season. So I pray, Lord, that you would give me a sure word and a ready word for us on tonight in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And so that's what the scripture we have for our Sunday school lesson on today. And one of the things that what impresses me about Paul is even though Paul was in prison, he didn't let that distract him or dissuade him from being an encouragement to the saints. I preached about Paul once before, and I told the saints, I said, I have family members that's been in jail, been in prison, you know, and they give you collect phone calls or they writing a letter or something, and they want you to call their mama, call their daddy, call the lawyer, have money on the books or something. But Paul always, always encouraged the saints of God. And in the Philippians church, he is encouraging them to go on. He is also encouraging them to beware of false teachers. And my pastor today preached about truth of consequences in 1 John. And he made a profound statement. I don't think he knew how profound it was. He said, where do you think you get false teachers from? They got to come from the church. So he said, you know, they come to the church. That's what he said. And I said, now, you know, that makes sense. He said, they get just enough of the truth to you understand what I'm saying? It's the enemy. The enemy will tell you just enough of the truth to you know, to distract you or to throw you off. So the false teachers, they knew just enough of the truth, just to twist it enough to throw people off. But Paul was always warning the people of God against the false teachers. And then after he did all of that explain to them all the things that he had gained in Christ. He said, everything that he had gained in this world, he said, I count it as loss because it doesn't mean anything for me. He said, because my one purpose is that I win Christ, is that I get a hold of that has gotten hold of me. That's it. So he said, not that I have already obtained or am, you know, already become perfect. And even though Paul said, you know, I want to get hold of that that's gotten hold of me. But he said, even though I have a hold of it, I still have some more work to do. So that's what he said. I still have some more work to do. He said, I press on. I like this part, he said, because I press on. I strain, and I'm working on the goal. And Sunday school, we were talking about the goal is heaven. That's it. I want to go to heaven. I want to go. I don't want to live this life. And the old folks said, I don't want to live this life and be lost. I want to go to heaven. You know, I want to go to heaven. So he said, I press on and I lay hold of that which also have laid hold of me, which is Christ. And it says, not that I regard myself of having laid hold of it. He said, I'm still working on it, because the more we learn about Christ, the more we want to learn about Christ. He said, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind. And that's what I'm working on. That's why I'm so appreciative of the ministry God has placed me under, because it has helped me to forget some of the things, not all of the things. You know, we get all excited, we say a wrong statement. Some of the things that has happened to me in the past. I told you all last night that October 2012, the Lord dealt with me that I needed to give up some things, give up some people, lay some things aside. And it was difficult for me because these people, I love them. I've been in a particular denomination since I've been saved. And when the Lord said it's time to give it up, I didn't want to. You know, I cried a little bit and talked to the Lord. But the minute that I did it, and I kept my word to someone, and I said, I'll stay until December. And the minute December 31st, 2012 came around, I said, bye-bye, I'm gone. And I'm telling you, the minute I did, that doors just started to open up for me. And it's not so much natural. It's the spiritual doors that God is opening up for me. And because the Lord has impressed on me, I have to forget those things and lay those things aside. And so he said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. And this is the thing he said. It's two things that I learned in this scripture: forgetting and pressing. You got to forget those things behind and press on toward the goal for the prize. And the King James Version says the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, because it is a high calling. God has called us to a higher place, a higher plane. And I don't know why, Sister Linda, every time I see you, is a higher calling. I don't know what is going on in your life. I don't know what I'm trying not to say it. I don't know what is going on in your life, but it is a higher calling that you have. A higher calling. I don't know the people that you hang around with. I don't know anything, but I know it's a higher calling for you. And it probably because God has called me to a higher calling. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be done, Sophie. Mm-hmm. I went to a Christmas party. I went to a Christmas party. And I went because I hadn't seen the people in a while. And it was, I'm going to put it like this. It was different. It was just a lot of things going on that was not godly. And I went. I had a good time with my husband. I danced and everything. But in the midst of me sitting there, the Holy Ghost began, hallelujah, began to deal with me and said, I called you higher than this. And sometimes we don't understand the calling of God. He said, I called you higher than this. And I couldn't always understand why I would be in the presence of people and I wouldn't quite seem to, I'm trying to explain it, I wouldn't quite seem to fit in. And I said, Lord, I don't want to feel like a snob. I said, but I just don't quite feel right. And the Lord had to let me know that I've called you higher. It's just some things that we are not allowed to do because the calling on our lives is greater than the people that we are around. And I hope you understand that, Sister Linda, that the calling is greater than the folks we are around. So I'm pressing on. As I said before, I feel like Caleb. I'm saying, Lord, if you just help me and give me this assignment, I believe I could just take it. But we have to just stay in the vein, stay in the blessing, stay in the will of God. Amen. Amen. That's it. That's my word.
The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Oh, the safest place in all the world, it's in the Master's hand. You may be on a mountaintop or in the valley low, but God says go, you better go. You see, Daphne, God was just waiting for you to say, Lord, I'll go. Lord, I'll go. Lord, I'll go. If the Lord, if you need somebody, then here am I. Here am I. Lord, send me.
Daphne,
do you remember our conversation about, was it a year ago? I was at your house, in your office, and I even called you later, and I said that God had sent me to help you.
Yes.
But do you remember the before that I said that God was, that there was going to be a transition, that God was going to take you to another level.
Yes.
And he was going to send you help.
Yes.
And then I called you and I told you that God showed me that I was your help.
Yes.
Well, this is your foot in the door, girl. No, but seriously, though, God has called you to another level. But in order for you to get just, and I'm speaking from experience, in order for you to get where he wants to take you,
yes,
he needed you to let go. Just like Abraham couldn't get to his land of promise until he let, because God never told Abraham to take Lot with him.
No, he just said go.
Yep. And there were places God wanted to take you, and at first you thought that you could take XYZ with you. But God wanted you to let go.
Yes.
Because when we say, I give myself away, or when we say, I surrender. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender That doesn't mean, well, let me pick up my heavy burden. And that's what you kept doing every time you tried to work them in to what God had for you. And now that you've let go, God's helping you to say, I'm going to another level. And you're going there. It doesn't mean you ain't going to face some bumps and bruises.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you ain't going to be talked about.
It is difficult. It's difficult. It's difficult because I did not want, like I said, I love these people. I mean, sincerely love them.
We never want to let go. Yeah. We love them. We never want to let it go. But you can see that once you let go, and you're going to hit a few bumps along the way, just like I did. And Tony will tell you, I cried on her shoulder a lot. But I, in letting go of the load, God has, just the other day, I went to these people. I said, look, I'm sorry if my letting go or my leaving hurt you. But it was necessary. And they acknowledged it hurt them. Mm-hmm. And one of them is still hurting. Mm-hmm. And I found out in our conversation or text message or whatever that she's hurting by my being gone. But I still had to make that choice.
Yes.
And you'll find that the more you let go, because you're not through letting go.
Oh, I know. I know. That I know.
But the more you let go, you're going to find so much blessing. I mean, 2013 is going to be a whole different year for you.
Yes.
Virtuous Women's Fellowship.
Yes.
Not gonna be the same. Because now you have the liberty to move in not just some of the giftings that God has for you, yes, but all the giftings.
Praise God. Praise God. I appreciate it.
And
I receive that.
And I'm not just speaking as your friend, because you know, as your friend, I could probably tell you what you want to hear. And what you would want to hear is, girl, you ain't going to have to suffer like you did before. Girl, you're going to have, it's party time. I'd be lying to you.
Yeah.
I would be lying to you if I had told you it's party time. Yeah, you're going to have a little party, but before there are going to be some storms and, you know, and so just get ready, and remember, there is peace in the midst of the storm. There is an anchor, there is a rock to build your faith upon. Jesus comes during your bad times. No need to feel no alarm. He'll give you peace in the midst of your storm.
Praise God.
And that's God's word for you.
Amen. I receive it.
I don't know if everything happened tonight was just so that God could speak to you. You know, because literally everything that could go wrong today, can I tell you, the speaker couldn't get on, the soloist got sick, and different little things, but God always has a plan. And girl, you were God's plan.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And right, and if you're on Blog Talk Radio, we are about to lose you, but we want you to know that you have been listening live to a special episode of Love Alive with Love's Rushing Mighty Wind Revival. We will probably praise the Lord a few more minutes, but we didn't want to lose any of you. We wanted to just let you know that we love you, appreciate you. And if you missed any part of this revival, it will be replaying some during this week, or you can check out my website at loveoutreachandevangelism.net. God bless all of you on Blog Talk. All you right here on Hangout, don't go nowhere.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Goodbye. You're getting kind of tech savvy, girl.
Okay. Now that I ain't gotta watch the clock, can I just be me for a second?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me bring myself on so all y'all can see me. All right. This is me. And this is for Daphne. This is for Tony. This is for Pastor Linda. And this is our year. Okay. We have been through some ups, some downs. We have all but fallen off the mountain and climbed back up. But this is our year to go to another level.
Amen.
And we are gonna do some things. Daphne, you and I, we're gonna do some things. We're gonna do some revivals. Tony, we gonna do some things. We've got the Testudo Prayer Retreat coming up in July. Pastor Linda, you and I, we're gonna do some things. And matter of fact, Pastor Linda, I might need you to be on standby for March, because I have a guest speaker. We're supposed to do a Reaping the Harvest retreat. Reaping the Harvest Revival and Banquet at Mimi's Cafe. But for some reason, I just feel like I need to have you prepare yourself, because I have a feeling that just like, well, I'll tell you when I tell you later, I'll call you.
Yes, have her speak. I'll drive down there. I'll drive to San Juan.
Let me know the dates, because I have some things coming up in March.
Amen.
So I just need to
know. Oh, it's the 23rd. But if you can't do it, don't worry. We'll still have the revival. I'm just trying to prepare myself, because I have a feeling that I'm going to get a nice little inbox towards the middle of March saying I can't come. But that's neither here or there. Wait a minute. Let me end this broadcast. Don't hang up. That way, we want to thank everybody for listening. And you can catch the replay of this Rushing Mighty Wind Revival immediately.